Earth, Wind, and Fire is returning to Tanglewood tonight at 7 o'clock, bringing its U.S. tour to the Koussevitzky Music Shed as part of the 2019 Tanglewood Popular Artist Series. They're a musical institution. Over a five-decade history, they have sold out concerts all around the globe, scored 8 number one hits, and have sold over 100 million albums worldwide. Philip Bailey, the legendary falsetto voice, Grammy Award winner, and co-founder of Earth, Wind, and Fire, joins us this morning to tell us about the show, as well as his brand new solo album, Love Will Find a Way, which was just released, has a great new single, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Philip Bailey back to the roundtable. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. Very nice to have you on the program. It'll be very nice to have you back at Tanglewood.
It's good to be back at Tanglewood. Wonderful venue, and the fans are great.
You're performing with Earth, Wind, and Fire. You also have this brand new album out. You're touring separately. You got a lot going on.
It's kind of like just the way of life for me. You know, I started doing my solo things on the side. I call Earth, Wind, and Fire my day gig, and my solo stuff my night gig. But yeah, I've always done solo projects. I've done 11 now, had some success on, you know, several of them on the gospel front, and of course on the pop front with Phil Collins. You know, it gives me an opportunity to stretch out, branch out, just spread my wings, learn other stuff from other people that I work with, and just enjoy the whole process of being creative.
It is interesting because I think Earth, Wind, and Fire was last at Tanglewood in 2016. So you're back a few years later. And when you come, and let's talk about Earth, Wind, and Fire for a second. When you come and you do a show like this, how set is that set list, and how much does it change when you go out on tour and do the various gigs, especially during these summer months?
Well, it's pretty set. I would be remiss to say it's not set. You know, we can call, I can call audibles, but,
yep,
you know, we know what we're going to do.
And it's what people want, right? It's what people expect. You've been around for a long time. They have an idea of what they're going to hear.
Of course. I mean, you know, the music has become part of the soundtrack of the people's lives for almost 50 years now. So, you know, it goes without saying that they come to hear those songs that have become part of their lives. And so it would be, you know, an atrocity for us to just start playing some stuff, you know, that, you know, just for our own benefit, you know, that they're not even familiar with and means nothing to them. You know, they
right.
pay to come hear what they hear. So, you know, we have fun and are very honored that our fans are still out there all over the world.
What do you attribute that longevity to? The fact that you have been around for almost half a century, and what that means to you, and what that means as a co-founder, and what that means to the group at large?
Well, obviously we struck a chord, you know, early on. I have to give the credit to Maurice White, who conceived the idea of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and its purpose, as he would say, was a band that he would hope would render a service to humanity, a positive service to humanity. So, you know, there lies the song, the lyrics that me and him have crafted over back in the day. You know, our whole philosophy, you know, is to be a positive influence.
And that service continues because that music, as you say, has struck a chord and resonates.
Exactly. And I mean, I can safely say, you know, or confidently say that it's something that's needed, that we do need to be deliberate in our pursuit and our endeavors and in making the world a better place, doing the best that you can in your circle to shine some light.
The new album, your new solo album, Love Will Find a Way, there's a great single, Billy Jack, which we'll hear on our way out. Give us an idea of how this particular project came about.
It's a project, a labor of love. We've collaborated with many great artists of today, Christian Scott and Kamasi Washington and Will.i.am and Christian McBride, Chick Corea, Robert Glasper. So it's one of those kind of projects. I'm a jazzer at heart. I visited several of these guys' concerts and saw that there was indeed a very fresh face of fans who still listen to changes and to solos. They weren't my age, you know. And so that was, you know, very refreshing, you know. It's all, some would call it the new face of jazz or whatever. But I, you know, was able to put together a project that collected a lot of these newer icons, as well as, you know, some of our traditional jazz superstars, such as Chick Corea and Christian McBride. It took over two and a half years to do. It was self-funded. It was a project that we conceived with my think tank of people, my daughter and son, and another chap that's in our circle. And just between touring with Earth, Wind & Fire and life, we took our time and produced this project. And we just went out and did 6 city winery dates in different cities with my solo band. Many of the guys I met through Robert Glasper. Having a lot of fun, looking forward to getting back out. I'm back with my day gig right now. And once I get a little break, I'll go out and do my night gig again.
Well, I just want to touch on Billy Jack for a second. This is a song, as I said, we're going to hear it in a minute, but it was originally written and performed by Curtis Mayfield. You perform it here, and I assume was Curtis being someone that whose work you respected?
Oh, most definitely. You know, he was always a big influence from a young musician up until the time, you know, that he passed. And then, you know, us sharing the you know, that falsetto, that head voice, that doesn't hurt either. The Billy Jack remake was a song that Robert Glasper arranged and co-produced with me. And the first version of that song, it's not anything like the one that is out right now. In fact, a lot of people would not even know it. But we wanted to touch on some of the subject matter that we've been dealing with, you know, in the last few years, and, you know, do it in a way that, you know, that we do our stuff. You know, we speak through our music. So, you know, that's what it is.
You've been talking about Robert Glasper, who is a keyboardist, and you have said that here is a guy who is giving jazz a facelift. How so?
We use that affectionately. I don't mean it in any disparaging kind of way.
Sure.
Like I said, I went to Robert Glasper's concerts, and I also went to Kamasi Washington's concert, and it was, you know, it was a lot more youthful crowd than you would have expected listening to, as we say, jazz. But it was, you know, these guys also, they mix it up with hip hop, R&B, reggae, pop. You know, these are very accomplished musicians that have found the way to interject music that inspired them. And it happens to be, you know, the classic jazz artist and classic jazz musician. And they've been able to recouch that and present it to a different fan base. And so, it's very, very positive.
Well, Philip Bailey's new solo album is Love Will Find a Way. It just came out, and it's on Verve Records. Love Will Find a Way. The day gig, Earth, Wind, and Fire, performing at Tanglewood tonight, 7 o'clock, and the Kusevitzky Music Shed, and it'll be great to have you back at Tanglewood. You can find out more information by going to tanglewood.org. Philip Bailey, a great pleasure to have you back on the program. Thank you very much, and have a beautiful time here at Tanglewood.
All right, I sure will.
Thank you very much. Right. Again, Earth, Wind, and Fire performing tonight at 7 o'clock, tanglewood.org. We'll be back with our live broadcast from Tanglewood right after this short break.